This is the Worldwide Artist Showcase on kiwifm.co.nz. My name is Nathan Muller. This week, we're looking at John Toogood of She Had. It's taken from their forthcoming album, Beautiful Machine. It's a great song. It's One Will Hear the Other. When I caught up with John, I asked him how it's been working on this forthcoming album, being based in New Zealand with the rest of the band being based in Australia.
I have been based in Wellington while the rest of the band have been in Melbourne.
But how's that been?
Well, it's actually been very difficult, especially since I'm married and I've got a 16-year-old daughter. It means I'm not. Out of the 4 years I've been in this house in Brooklyn, in Wellington, I've probably spent a year and a half there. So it's not really enough, you know. So we have just actually sold our house in Wellington and we are moving to Melbourne for a couple of years.
Okay.
But just for the duration of this album, because I think we're going to be very busy over the next 2 years. But me and my wife have still got our sights set on living back in New Zealand because there's nothing that beats it for me, really.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And your daughter, does she like your music?
She's brutally honest, but she's definitely had good things to say about what I've played her off the new record, you know.
Yeah.
She's got a really good ear. Like, her iPod's very listenable.
Yeah.
She's really honest though, you know, like, but on a whole I think she likes the new direction.
That's good. She doesn't compare you to
Linkin Park.
All right.
When she was 12 she did.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to play a track now from the album The General Electric, the album that led to the attempt at cracking the American market. This is Wait and See. This is the Artist Showcase. Artist Showcase on kiwifm.co.nz. This week, looking at She Had, we're back with John Toogood. Over the years, John, I've interviewed the likes of Mike Patton, obviously Faith No More, Peeping Tom, Lost Prophet, so many big artists all around the world, and they're saying it's absolute criminal that you guys should be massive in their eyes. That's what it always comes up. You mentioned She Had, and then they go, whoa, off onto this tangent.
Well, I mean,
how do you respond to that?
Well, I think, you know, like, so much of this thing beyond making good music or beyond playing a great live show is luck and timing.
Yeah.
And we have had our fair share of bad luck, you know, like, but I think any band that stays together for 20 years is going to have periods of bad luck, you know.
Yeah.
And the Pacifier, you know, experience was a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Extremely bad timing for a band called She Had, you know, to be in America making their record. Also, bad timing with touring that record, you know, where they're invading Iraq and we're basically completely on the other end of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it was not a fun time to be there. You know, we'd lost our first manager to a drug overdose, and just as things were going well, and you know, it's like, you know, when you're in a band for 20 years, you cannot expect to be a smooth ride.
Yeah.
And I think there's things we probably should have done differently, but on a whole, I'm totally stoked with how it's turned out. We haven't shut the door on the idea of going to America, but yeah. So I think, you know, it's been, you know, some bad timing, but I don't know, like, if it hadn't happened this way, would we have made a record like the one we've just made, which makes me really happy as a musician? Mm. So, you know, I think the harder you get smacked by the universe, the harder you have to push back and the harder you have to work, and the better the results are, you know?
Yeah.
I think if we'd, you know, blown up on the Pacifier record in America, it would have been the wrong record to be big on, personally, you know? So I'm glad that happened because, you know, we wouldn't have had the fire to make a record like Love Is the New Hate after it, you know? And that to me is a really good record, you know? But we needed to have been smacked around to make that record.
From their album Love Is the New Hate, this is She Had, All the Young Fascists.
And how small and insignificant I am as a human being, but at the same time, I'm really into the idea of actually getting 60 or 70 years on a planet, a little blue dot in the middle of this big black void. I think it's fantastic, you know, to be able to experience that. So knowing that means that, you know, it's easier to accept things when bad things happen, you know. It doesn't make pain go away, but it definitely it gives me an easier understanding of why that happens, you know. And and sometimes the universe really hands you things on a silver platter, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like anybody's life, you know, so.
And that naturally translates into the music field?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, like I say, like the last album would not, the lyrical content wouldn't have been what it was if we hadn't been in America at that period. And, you know, the General Electric, if we hadn't wanted to crack America at that time so much, we wouldn't have worked so hard on making that record as big sounding as it was, you know. And Killjoy, it just so happened that, you know, like, we'd been introduced to all this New Zealand music, and so we incorporated that into you know, being a metal band, you know, and that's what came out. And it's like, it's just these great sort of accidents that happen that, you know, constantly spur you off into different directions and stuff.
I want to play a song from Sheehead's album Killjoy. This is For What You Burn. This is the Worldwide Artist Showcase. If you've just joined us, this is the Worldwide Artist Showcase on kiwifm.co.nz. My name is Nathan Muller. Taken from the 1995 long player release, Killjoy, it is For What You Burn from Sheehead. Certainly one of Sheehead's defining albums. Finally, I asked John Toogood of Sheehead what aspirations and ambitions he has for the band.
We're definitely very driven, and we definitely have a lot of belief in the music we make, and the fact that, you know, on a good night, you know, this band is a great live band, you know. So ambition wise I think we're all ambitious about where this next record will go, you know. I mean, it's like it is a good record, and it you know, it really does deserve to be heard. I mean, whether or not we get lucky breaks along the way, who knows, but we'll do our part and work really hard over the next 2 years to make sure that as many people hear it as possible.
Sheehead's forthcoming long player Beautiful Machine is due for release at the start of 2008. Sheehead is truly one of New Zealand's greatest exports, and with such a formidable live reputation, it seems fitting to finish with a live track from Sheehead. Taken from their live album, this is Sheehead, You Again. This has been the Worldwide Artist Showcase. Thank you for listening. My name is Nathan Muller, and I say thank you to John Toogood for his time, and to New Zealand Air for making this happen.